Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. As I always do before making broadcasts, I spend some time before the Lord asking, what would He have me to share? What do your people need to hear as we share the Word of God this week? And as I did that, before making this set of broadcasts, immediately a scripture came to mind. And it was that beautiful passage found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 4. And I'd just like to share a few of those verses with you. This is what the Lord wants for us now. So many of God's people are having such difficult times with stress, with anxiety, with battles, with problems. And I'd like to share three little words that Jesus spoke to His disciples that brought comfort and strength and peace to them. But before we do that, let me share these passages that God quickened out of Isaiah chapter 40, starting at verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all of her sins. Let me share a translation of that passage. Moffat says, her hard days are ended, her guilt paid off. Do you believe that with what Jesus did at the cross? That she has received from the Eternal's hand full punishment for all her sins. Let me share now verse 2. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted. Those lonely places, those dark places that at times we all will go through. And every mountain and every hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. I'm going down to verse 8 now. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. Get up into the high places in God, beloved. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. And verse 11, he shall feed his flock, speaking of Jesus, like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. This is a beautiful picture of Jesus. You know, the scriptures tell us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And God knows where each one of you are at. And like a shepherd, just as he cares for the mature sheep, those that are young in the Lord, those who are weak, those who are, as it speaks about those that are with young, the pregnant sheep, those that have limitations of any kind, God is very mindful. And Jesus is gently leading us in the ways that we should go. And as I was pondering these scriptures, I just happened to glance over to Isaiah 38. And here is the prayer of Hezekiah. And if you remember, he was sick unto death, and the word of the Lord came to Isaiah and tell Hezekiah to get his house in order, because he shall die and not live. And Hezekiah turned his face to the wall after Isaiah delivered that message, and God extended his years another 15. And he said, O Lord, in verse 16, by these things men live, and in all these things is the life of my spirit. So wilt thou recover me and make me to live. Behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for thou hast cast all my sins behind thy back. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. The Lord, verse 20, was ready to save me. Therefore we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our lives in the house of the Lord. And beloved, the Lord has put on my heart that so many of you, you know, you love the Lord and you're trying and doing the best you know how to do, but the times and days in which we are living are filled with stress. Not only that, then there is the spiritual warfare that our adversary, the enemy, brings against us. And I sense in the spirit so many of you are just weary. And so I want to pray before we even begin this message that God will minister to you the word that I'll be sharing with you from God's word is found in the Gospel of Mark, and it's a familiar passage, but Jesus spoke three little words, and those words were, peace, be still. And I feel that is what the Lord is speaking to your spirit as we join our hearts in prayer. He knows how difficult the way has been, and you know, God is eternal, but we are very finite creatures. We remember the past. We live very much in the present. We would like to know the future, but God holds that understanding and knowledge of the future from us, unless for his express purposes, he will reveal it. He gives grace and strength and mercy for the day in which we are living. That's why he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And sometimes it feels hard to rejoice when your heart is overwhelmed. When your spirit is overwhelmed within me, the scriptures say, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And so let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see those that are stressed, so stressed by circumstances. And Lord, we understand fear is a natural emotion, and it's not a negative one, because for fear, if there's physical danger, it prompts us to move quickly out of harm's way. But Lord, in these days in which we are living, there's many forms and more subtle forms of fear, of anxiety, of stress. And all that amounts to is that somehow we're not going to be able to deal with the situations that are before us. We're not going to be victorious. The Lord isn't going to provide. Whatever the issues may be, we know the enemy will bring up discomfort to our souls. And Lord, I just sense you are speaking, peace, be still, to your people. Father, Lord, you said we're to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And right now, by faith, all the burdens, all the troubles, all the battles, Father, we cast them off. We roll them over on you because you care for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to every heart, for strength, for mercy, for encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. All right, well, let's just begin to look at the passage of Scripture that the Lord placed on my heart, and it's found in the Gospel of Mark, and I'm going to be reading starting at verse 35. And the same day when even was come, he saith unto them, that's Jesus, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Praise God. Thank you for your word, Lord. Well, obviously, a familiar passage, we see that Jesus, with his disciples, and most of them were fishermen, most of them were very familiar with the erratic weather and sudden weather changes that could occur on the Sea of Galilee. And so this was an example to them of the things that or the sort of situations they would have been most familiar with, and that is inclement weather, that there could come a time when it was so severe that even in their natural abilities, they realized that this was something that they could not deal with. And so sometimes God takes us to the very limit, what we feel is the limit of our endurance, our experience, and he asks us not to be afraid. He said, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Fear is the opposite of faith, because the reason they shouldn't be afraid and the reason we shouldn't is because just as Jesus was with them in the boat, so every believer has the presence of the Holy Spirit, the compassion of Jesus upon their hearts and lives, and we don't have to be afraid. Well, my time has just flown by, and we're just getting into the message, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, and until tomorrow at this same time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.